Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. Interesting there, because Satan's end comes midway through the great tribulation period, and that is after the first three and a half years of the tribulation. And then he himself, the man, the little horn, will go into the temple of God, into the Holy of Holies, the third temple, which Daniel will tell us here shortly, will be built during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And he will proclaim himself God, okay? And a short time after that, about midway through the great tribulation period, he will come to an end. God will intervene and he will come to an end. But it said these other nations, concerning the rest of the beasts, these other nations, they had their dominion taken away at that time. Yes, in fact, we're getting ready to see. This is a narrative of it. And then Daniel's going to break it down into pieces here and tell more of direct evidence of exactly how things are going to happen. But their dominion will come to an end. One of them, America, will come by the hand of the Antichrist. He will actually destroy the country, and that's coming up here in the next chapters. And the other three will end at the great battle there in Jerusalem, in the Valley of Megiddo. And then it says Satan will continue a couple of months and a year. So, looking at 14, 16 months there, and concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged. Okay? They still exist. Their power has been broken, but they're not, the people are not all wiped out. For a season and a time. And a season is a short period of time, and a time is representative of 1 year. So we're talking about 14, 16, somewhere in there, months. And that's an interesting time, because there are other places in the Bible that say after the great battles, there will be a reflection time from humanity to reflect on what has happened. Who is this great God who's come down and intervened in world events? And where should our allegiance lie? God is so merciful, even at the very end, because after the 3.5 year period, after the abomination of desolation, there is your rapture. We're going to go through a whole lot of tribulation, Christians, and then you'll be taken out. And the ones that are left here have no interest in God whatsoever. But he's leaving here a year and a half of reflection time to reflect on what has happened in this world and who is this God. And maybe some will still come to the understanding. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. It was given him dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now that is Christ coming to take control of this world. And I've been in church all my life, and they really don't preach and understand this portion of it. And it's not coming from the pulpits that Christ comes and takes over this world just like it is. Mm-hmm. In its devastated, high technology, devastated moment. I mean, cities torn down.
That's right.
War has been waged everywhere. In fact, there's other places this Bible takes 7 years to clean up from the battles. And it even talks about cleaning up radioactive waste. It says specialists are brought in that have knowledge of how to clean this up. And after the cleaning process is done, If anyone is passing through there and sees any weapon of war or a bone fragment or a piece of a human being, they're not to touch it. They're to place a sign there and tell the experts where it is so that they can come and properly clean it up, because, I mean, it almost reads right out of the Army NBC manual, Nuclear Biological Weapons Manual. Very interesting. So Christ will come and he's going to take over this world just like it is and lead it into the 1,000-year millennial period. As high as technology is now, can you imagine where it will be 1,000 years later under a righteous king? I don't believe there'll be anything technologically wise that mankind will not achieve that he's always wanted to achieve. The only thing that's held man back are wars. Wars and hatred. Can you imagine?
The control of information.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And the same thing you're saying with technologies, having a righteous king with the technologies.
What did God do when in Babylon when they were building the tower?
I mean, he was pleased at first when they were first doing it. Yeah. But before, you know, his intention turned into,
and he comes down, he says, they all speak the same language. They're all cooperating.
Right.
Let us go down there and confuse them because they are rising too quickly.
Right.
Yes.
Have it kind of throttle it back a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So that they didn't end up doing something stupid.
basically.
Even though it did, but.
The tower was the craziest thing in the world. Let's build ourselves a tower to heaven. Be like God. That says, I ought to put a stop to this. Let's mix these languages up a little bit. Mix your, religious thoughts up a little bit and create great diversity in the world, and you're going to be slowed down. People, it's like they were getting picked up by the regular school bus, and then one day the short bus started coming.
Yep.
But I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I can imagine, Daniel. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And that's the narration that you just seen here. The four kingdoms will arise and God will put them down and Christ will take over. That I would know the truth of the fourth beast. He's talking about the diverse one, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron. And that reference there means that he didn't take anything from anyone. Anyone got out of line, they were devoured. Not literally with his mouth, by his forces. And his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces and stamp the residue with his feet. Anyone opposing is the residue. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell. And that are the 10 kingdoms of men who choose to follow after. And we cannot recognize these nations. We assume that a lot of them will be from Europe. But it's absolutely impossible to identify these. But we see that 10 choose to follow him in the beginning once he gets to the 3.5-year period. And when he first comes, the world is going to rejoice. It's going to be a wonderful person, the Antichrist. He's going to erupt peace. A peace is going to erupt throughout the entire world.
Yeah, he'll have all the answers.
All the answers, yes. And do great miracles. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful, but then, about 3.5 years in, his true nature comes out. And that's where these 3 nations, they decide to rebel against him and they're destroyed. Even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And we also go back to that miry clay and iron mixed with the feet, where it says, and they, referring to the spirits of the demons of the fallen angels who had come down and procreated with women, and they have mixed themselves with the seeds of men and have become the heads of this kingdom. I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. There you go. There you go, rapture wishers. How is that possible? Because this is like 3.5 years in right here to the tribulation.
That's a good point too, because whatever says that he was released to make war with the saints.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much evidence in this Bible that the rapture is going to take place a moment before God's church is physically wiped out. I mean, it's already put underground. It's already persecuted. Mm-hmm. And it has been outlawed. And if God waits anymore, all of them are going to be killed. And that's when he steps in. And that's why so many of them fall away, because their faith was not great enough to endure this. But it's right there. And behold, the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. That means he destroys the church, not physically destroying all of the Christians yet at this time, but the actual church and its ability to function and its ability to publicly function is going to be taken away. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And that's where we seen in the narrative earlier when Christ came back and began the millennial period. During that time of reflection after the great battle. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms because it's not led by a man. It is led by a demonic force, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, shall devour the entire earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. The one world government will not all the nations will not cooperate. It says 10 do right off the bat, and then the rest must be subdued. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are the 10 kings that shall arise, and others shall arise after them. He shall be diverse from the first king, and he shall subdue 3 kings, the 3 that rebel against him. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall swear out the saints of the Most High, persecute the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Interesting. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. That's not talking about the American Constitution. That's talking about God's times of sacrifice in the temple and the laws of God himself. Because this man will go into the temple and to proclaim himself God, tell them that the God they've been worshiping is nothing more than a pipe dream.
Here's a new covenant.
Yes, here is a new covenant of peace that I'm going to give you. And set himself up in the Holy of Holies as God. And this times and laws refers to the times of the evening and morning sacrifice. And they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Okay, there it says it again. Rapture wishers, you're going to be given into this man's hand for 3.5 years. It's in black and white. They shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Everyone knows what time and time and a dividing of time means if you've read biblical prophecy. That is 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Final judgment of the Antichrist right there. His kingdom will not last. God will come and take it away. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. He was mesmerized by what he saw. He could not get his mind off of it. It troubled him completely. But the final portion there explains how Christ comes back begins the millennial period, and the entire earth is under his reign and the reign of his saints that return with him, who were just snatched away just a brief period before his return. It's, and I can't get over the fact that we know, well, some of us know why there's going to be a great falling away in the end times, and there's nothing we can do about it. Mm-hmm. We can talk about, we can tell pastors to stop preaching, that you're going to be snatched out of here in this great culling that God's going to do, the rapture, which is not going to happen until we are 3.5 years and a few days into the tribulation period. You're going to see hard times. Why do you think God has said it so many times? There's going to be a great falling away of faith before considering in 2 Thessalonians concerning our gathering to Christ and his coming. It shall not happen till the man of sin goes into the temple and proclaims himself God. And Daniel has spelled out in days when that will happen. It's the 3.5 years in. You got to understand. You got to prepare. God says, you see these signs, go to the hills. Don't prepare for a rapture. Go to the hills. Hide. Mm-hmm. It's a very frustrating thing to realize Christianity has a goal of bringing people to Christ. And the religious aspect of Christianity has a goal of stumbling those who they bring to Christ. God hates religion. Religion is the practices that you do. God wants your heart. These different denominations have adopted things that men have said years ago concerning matters in this Bible and prophecy. Regardless of what we know now, you know, this Bible is so much easier to study with computers. If I want to know a reference to a certain thing in this Bible, within moments, I can have all 175 references in the entire book pulled up here on the screen, and I can read them out. It would have taken days to research, even weeks, to even and possibly not even find all the references.
I was saying, no telling how many you would miss.
Yes, too. Yes. And you're following preconceived ideas from men 150 years ago or 500 years ago. Not saying that they didn't earnestly study the Word of God. Not saying that they didn't have the heart of God. Not saying that some of them aren't correct. But in this matter, they're not correct in any way, shape, or form. It's like, I know bad things are going to happen, but I'm going to wish them away by creating this rapture event that's going to take me out of here. And I'm going to cling to that word right there in that verse, even though these other 27 verses kind of tell something different. I'm clinging to that one. And I'm going to lead my congregation into a great falling away, because I'm going to tell them that God's not going to allow any of this bad stuff to happen to them when it's not true. Prepare yourself, because it's close. Things are happening, and we are in the last days of this world. You got to prepare yourself, Christian. You got to know this rapture is not going to snatch you away before you see a lot of bad things, and not before you're persecuted, and not before the nation of America is destroyed and unable to wage war again. It's coming up. We're going to discuss that in just a little bit. It's been a good one. We got through one chapter, but Daniel is complex, and I hope I've given it justice today. We were talking about chapter 7, the book of Daniel. I'm here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WVFF 97.7, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.